Hi, my name is Ifeoluwa. I'm a member of I Read the Whole Bible Every Year. Today's reading comes from the book of Judges, chapter 13 to 15. I would like to share with you what I learned from today's reading. I pray that what I share will give an accurate account of God's word and that it blesses you. Let's pray. Father, I pray that what I share is on your heart, and the summary brings understanding and revelation to me and God's people. Judges chapter 13. The children of Israel did evil in the sight of God, and God gave them up to the Philistines for 40 years. However, God had compassion on them by sending an angel to inform Manoah and his wife. The wife was barren, but the Lord promised to give them a child that would deliver Israel. The angel gave directives on what the woman should not eat and drink, because the child would be a Nazarite. Manoah was told by his wife, and he requested that the angel visit them to give them details on how to raise the promised child. The angel of the Lord returned, and Manoah made a sacrifice. To their amazement, the angel of the Lord ascended in the blazing flames. Manoah was so shocked, thinking that they would die for seeing God. But the wife comforted him, saying, "The Lord would have killed them if he wanted to." Later, Samson was born, and the Spirit of God was on him. Lessons. God is faithful. He sent help to Israelites even though they had committed evil in his sight. Also, God chose the barren woman to bring the promised child. That is a great thing, and we should not give up, because the Lord will always come through for us. We should also continue to yearn for more of God's presence. Manoah requested for the visitation of the angel again. Finally, we should have the heart of thanksgiving. Manoah and the wife offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and the Lord showed them a miracle through his angel. Judges chapter 14. At Timnah, Samson fell in love with a Philistine girl. Even though his parents were against the relationship, he insisted on marrying her. He then went back to Timnah with his parents. On the way, he encountered a lion. By the power of God, he killed it. Meanwhile, Samson is engaged to marry the Philistine girl. At a celebratory feast, he posed a riddle to 30 Philistine men. They cajoled Samson's wife into giving them the answer, and Samson, in order to pay for the wager, went ahead to kill 30 men. Lessons. By the Spirit of God, we can do great and miraculous things. Judges chapter 15. Samson burns the Philistines' field when he was denied access to his wife. The father-in-law had given her to Samson's companion. In revenge for Samson's actions of burning Philistine's field, his wife and father were both burned to death. This made Samson very furious, and he killed many of the Philistines. Afterwards, Samson was handed over to the Philistines because they brought soldiers who surrounded Judah. Samson was tied with new ropes as he was being led away. As he approached Lehi, the Spirit of the Lord came over him. He tore the ropes in pieces and picked up a jawbone, which he killed 1,000 of them. Thank you for listening to this episode. Join me next Wednesday as we continue in the summary of the books of the Bible. I pray that you have a desire for the Word of God. Amen. Be blessed.